请我们翻到以弗所书。
Let us turn to the book of Ephesians.
第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
第九节
Verse 9
都是照他自己所预定的美意叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘
Having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure
要照所安排的在日期满足的时候使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一
Which he had purposed in himself that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in oneAll things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him.
我们有点简单的祷告。
Let us have a simple word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，你是说话的神。
Lord, we want to thank you because you are a God who speaks.
这次你召聚我们在一起，就是要对我们说话。
You have gathered us together this time to speak to us.
我们感谢你在这些年间，你的话语并不稀少。
We thank you, Lord, that your word does not lack even in these times.
我们谢谢你，因为今天你对我们说了一整天的话。
We thank you, Lord, that even today you spoke to us the full day.
但愿圣灵在里面做翻译的工作。
May the Holy Spirit do a word of translation.
让我们能够明白圣灵借着我们的弟兄们所要发表的。
That we might understand through the Holy Spirit what the brothers have expressed.
我们知道你对我们说的话是最要紧的。
We know the words that you speak to us are the most important.
所以我们再把今天晚上这一段时间交在你的手。
So we want to commit tonight's words into your hands.
你是 Alpha, 你也是 Omega.
You are the Alpha, you are the Omega.
你既然动了善功，你就要成全正功。
Because you have begun this good work, we know that you will bring it to completion.
所以我们再一次把我们自己无依无靠来到你的面前。
Lord, we come before you and throw ourselves at your feet.
我们再一次求你把敞开的天赏给我们。
Lord, do give us an open heaven.
叫我们真是能更深的亲眼见你自己的面。
So that we can, in a more deeper way, see your face.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
我们都知道这次大会的主题是万有在基督里同归于一。
So we know that the theme of this conference is summing up all in Christ in one.
那这一
all things in Christ.
那这一节这一句这个主题主要是根据我们已经读过好几次了，就是以弗所第一章第九节第十节的话。
And we know that this theme is according to the verse that we read, Ephesians 1:9 and 10.
这里告诉我们说。神照着他自己所预定的美意。
And here it says that according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself.
叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
So that we can know the mystery of his will.
所以可见这个旨意呢，乃是永远的旨意。
So we know that this will is an eternal will.
在圣经里面讲到神永远的旨意。
When we speak of the eternal purpose of God,
有三个地方是讲的最清楚的。
There are three places that speak it the clearest.
一个是在以弗所书第一章。
One is in Ephesians 1.
一个是在以弗所书第三章。
One is in Ephesians 3.
还有就是罗马书第八章。
And also in Romans 8.
如果我们把这些地方的声音都放在一起。
If we are to collect all these three places together,
我想我们应该能很清楚根据神的话，什么叫做神的旨意。
Very clearly we can see what is God's will.
那么这个旨意是什么呢?
What is this will?
就是第十节。
Verse 10.
要照所安排的在日期满足的时候使天上的地上的一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him.
我们这次的主题因为要把这段圣经简化的缘故所以我们特别说到是万有在基督里同归于一。
So here we speak specifically because of the theme that we might gather together in one all things in Christ.
但是如果你读这一节圣经的话
But if you read this verse,
第一它有时间的因素
You have here a matter of time.
Factor of time, yeah. 所以在日期满足的时候
So in the fullness of time.
我们要问今天的日期满足了没有
Do we have to ask, is the time full?
第二这里所说的万有
Here we see all things.
乃是天上地上一切所有的。
They are in heaven and which are on earth.
这里所讲的万有乃是讲到整个的宇宙。
All things here refers to the entire universe.
意思就是说宇宙的万有都在基督里面要同归于一。
So all things in the universe will be gathered together in one.
什么时候发生的呢?
When does this happen?
是在日期 满足的时候。
It happens in the fullness of time.
所以我们求主把这一节圣经很清楚地解释给我们听。
So we pray that the Lord will very clearly, show this verse to us.
让我们能够明白到底他的旨意是什么。
So we will know what is His will.
所以感谢主，他用了这一次大会这么长的一段时间。
So He uses this time of this conference.
我们就是要知道神旨意的奥秘。
So we can know what is the mystery of His will.
那弟兄姊妹，我们因为这一次的特会是侍奉的特会。
Because this time the conference is a conference on service.
所有来参加的人都是有心要侍奉的。
All of those attending have a heart to serve.
虽然我们讲到神永远的旨意。
Even though we speak of the eternal will of God.
当然我们特别注意到和我们的侍奉发生很重大的关系。
We see that it is related much with our service.
所有侍奉神的人都是神的仆人。
All those who serve God are servants of God.
做神的仆人。
To be a servant of God.
如果今天我们来服侍他。
If we are to serve Him today.
如果我们要完成神所托付给我们的使命。
If we are to accomplish the mission that God has entrusted to us.
第一件事不是我们要怎么做。
The first question is not what, how should we do it.
第一件不是我们应当，我们的路到底在哪里。
The question isn't where is our way.
我想今天我们要侍奉神，第一件事我们要问说，他的旨意是什么。
If we are to serve God today, the first question we ask is, what is His will?
他如果把一件事交代给我们。
If he gives us and trusts us with something to do.
他要完成一个什么样的情形。
What is, does He want to accomplish?
不是他，是他怎么说。
It's not what he says.
是他怎么说。
It is what he says.
是他怎么想。
But it is also what he thinks.
是他怎么策划。
It is how he designs it.
我们靠主的恩典不过是把他，把神的旨意，把它执行出来就是。
But the, by the Lord's grace, we can then make what his purpose is realized.
所以我们侍奉神一定要学一个很基本的功课。
To serve God, we need to learn a basic lesson.
我们知道有很多时候。
We know many times.
你看见主人遇到一些很笨的仆人。
Many times the master has many dumb servants.
我们知道说主人一定受苦的。
We know that the master suffers much.
但主人受苦更多的是在那些聪明的仆人的手里。
But when the master suffers the most is with those intelligent or smart servants.
因为这些仆人太聪明了。
Because they're too smart.
他觉得主人应该这样想，主人应该这样做。
They think that, oh, the master should do it this way or do it that way.
所以他就殷勤地在那里做。
So they try to keep doing it diligently.
他的能力没有问题。
They have no problems in terms of their
ability.
They are very capable.
但他做出来的是他所要做的。
But what they accomplish is what they want to do.
他以为他的主人要他所做的。
They do what they think their master wants to do.
他从来不知道说当他完成这件事情的时候。
They never thought that once a thing is accomplished.
一面主人非感激他不可。
On one hand, the master has to be thankful.
因为他做了这么多。
Because he did so much.
但另一面，他里面笑不出来的。
But on the other hand, the master cannot smile.
因为主人有一个意思，仆人有另外一个意思。
Because the master has a purpose, yet the servant has another.
这就是我们今天的释放。
That is our service today.
许多时候为我们为主做了许多。
So many times we've done so much for the Lord.
我们不止流汗，有的也流泪。
We shed our sweat, we also shed our tears.
甚至于有人为主流血。
And some even shed their blood.
我们做了这么多。
We've done so much.
我们应该是忠心神的仆人。
We indeed should be faithful servants.
神应该满意才对。
God should be satisfied.
但是为什么？
But why?
许多时候神不能满意。
Many times he cannot be satisfied.
有一个很基本的原因。
There is a very basic reason.
就是我们不知道到底神的旨意是什么。
We do not know what is his will.
我们读了一点主的话。
When we read some of his words.
我们以为这就是神的旨意。
We think that is his purpose.
我们起头知道说我们这些人需要蒙的，我们需要蒙恩得救。上天堂不下地狱。
We know that we are saved by grace, go to heaven, and we don't want to go to hell.
所以我们知道说神的旨意一定是也是要许多人不下地狱上天堂。
So we know that his purpose must be he doesn't want many to go to hell, but to go to heaven.
这个是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
这个一点是不错的。
This is not incorrect.
但是我们知道神的工作是一个 整体的工作。
But God's word, God's work is a complete work.
当他要完成一个工作的时候
，When he wants to accomplish a work,
他有他的计划
，He has his plan.
他有他的智慧
，He has his wisdom.
当神的工作完成的时候
，When his work is accomplished,
你发现没有一个人能做那个工作。
There is not one person that can accomplish it.
只有神自己能做这样的工作。
Only God can accomplish it.
所以如果我们要侍奉神
，If we are to serve God,
迟早有一天我们要认识。
Sooner or later, we need to know.
迟早有一天，神要把我们带到一个地步。
That God will bring us to a point.
我们也许有能力。
Maybe we have the capability.
我们也很殷勤。
And maybe we are very, very zealous.
Diligent.
Very diligent.
但是不是弟兄姊妹，我们服事的结果能叫神得着满意？
But can God be satisfied with our service?
我们侍奉神最高的目标
，the highest goal that we have，
就是神满意了。
Is that God is satisfied?
神满意的时候
，when He is satisfied，
神就安息了。
Then He will rest.
但是今天神是没有安息的神。
But today God does not rest.
他有成千成万人来侍奉他。
He has myriads of people serving Him.
他们说主啊，我不是奉你的名赶鬼，我不是奉你的名医病吗？
Didn't they say, In your name we have cast out demons, In your name we have healed?
但是主说我不称许你。
But the Lord said, I do not know you.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这是怎么一回事呢？
What is this?
所以我们主自己告诉我们
The Lord Himself told us.
唯行遵行天父旨意的人才能够进去。
The only those who keep the will of God can enter in.
这些人他一面说主啊主啊是对的。
They said, Lord, Lord, yes.
他尊主为主还不对吗？
But is it not correct?
他医病赶鬼忙碌了这么多难道不对吗？
Is it not correct that they cast out demons that they healed?
但主说我不称许我不 approve.
But the Lord said, I disapprove of you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹原因在什么地方？
What is the reason here?
就是我们不认识不明白神的。
It's because we do not know God's will.
所以这次我们在这里说到万有在基督里同归于一。
So when we speak here of gathering together in one all things into Christ,
就是我们一同回到主的话里面。
That is, we are to return to God's word.
到底神永远的旨意是什么？
What is God's eternal purpose?
在创立世界以前，神的心中想些什么？
Before the foundation of the world, what was in God's heart?
然后神希望这件事情不光在他心中想的，而且有一天能够实现。
And what was in God's heart? He wanted one day to materialize.
结果到了启示录最后，你看见他心中所想的果然实现了。
And at the very end of Revelation, you see that it did materialize.
当你看见新天新地的时候
，When you see the new heavens and the new earth,
你知道神的心愿满意了，
you see,
完成了。
You see that God's will is accomplished.
神最终达到他永远的目的。
He accomplished his purpose.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
神永远的旨意这件事是太重要了。
God's eternal purpose is so important.
当然，因为这是很大的题目。
But because this is a great thing,
我们可以把它讲得很高，讲得很玄，好像摸也摸不到。
We can speak it so greatly that we might even not be able to reach it.
所以我们求主真是开我们的眼睛。
But we pray that the Lord would open the eyes of our heart.
我们相信主的话是简单的。
We believe that His word is simple.
就像 Moody 所说的
Just like Moody said
当我们传福音的时候
When we preach the gospel
你好像对小孩子饼干要放在刚刚好的地方
It's as if when you give a child a cookie It has to be right in the right spot
太高了他拿不到
If it's too high they can't reach it
太低了太容易了
If it's too low it's too easy to get
所以每次我们要得人如得要传福音的时候
So when we preach the gospel when we're a fisherman
我们要求主给我们智慧叫我们知道饼应该放在什么地方
We need to know where to put the cookie
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
当我们读主话语的时候
When we read His word
讲到神永远的旨意
When we speak of the eternal purpose of God
这个不是高到一地步好像只有哲学家能够明白
It is not tied to a point that only philosophers understand
哲学家问几个问题
Philosophers ask a couple questions
人从哪里来
Where does man come from
人往哪里去
Where is man going to
人今天活着为什么
Why does man live today
为什么今天有人类
Why is there human race
为什么有宇宙
Why is there a universe?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
所有问这些问题的人
All those who ask these type of questions
他们就是要知道神永远的旨意
They want to know God's eternal purpose
他们不知道人到底活着为什么
They do not know why man lives
所以在哥林多希腊有个哲学家
So in Corinth there is a philosopher
他有一天跑到了这个哥林多的市场 market
So he went to the market in Corinth
他白天点了一盏灯
So he had a lantern,
然后到处找东西
and he was looking for stuff.
所以人家就问他说你找什么东西呢
And they asked him, what are you looking for?
他说我找人
I'm looking for men.
因为人已经失落了。
Because the man has fallen.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
你如果回到圣经。
If you go back to the Bible.
人的确是失落。
Man has indeed fallen.
所以人堕落以后第一句话神就问神说人啊你在哪里。
So God, once man sinned, God asked him, where are you?
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brother, sister,
讲到神永远的旨意。
To speak of God's eternal purpose.
它可以高到一个地步。
It can be so high.
好像这些问题是哲学家们问的问题。
It's as if these questions are all asked by philosophers.
但是不是。
But no.
这个问题是所有神的仆人要问的一个问题。
This is a question that all the servants of God need to ask.
我服侍了半天。
I've served so much.
我付上这么多的代价。
I've paid such a great price.
我的确侍奉神。
I indeed did serve God.
感谢主，主给我恩典。
Thank the Lord, He gave me grace.
这么多年我在那里侍奉。
So many years I have served Him.
但有一件事我要知道。
But one thing I want to
know. 我们做了这么多的事。
We've done so much.
我们结了那么多的果子。
We have bore so much fruit.
神满意吗？
Is God satisfied?
我们有没有问过一次说神啊，你这样，我这样做，你满意？
Did we ever ask God if we do it this way, are you satisfied?
什么时候神能满意呢?
When can God be satisfied?
就当我们侍奉神的时候。
It is when we serve Him.
我们所做的是坐在他的心坎上。
That what we do is what we do it on His heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，因为这个缘故。
For this reason.
做仆人的。
To be a servant.
应该要明白神的旨意。
He needs to understand God's purpose.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers.
因为这个缘故。我们不是从哲学的角度来看神永远的旨意。
So we are not going to see the eternal purpose of God in the viewpoint of a philosopher.
从那个角度，你看见人的宇宙观，你看见宇宙观，你也看见 the view of the universe. 还有你看见人，你也看见人生观。
So through philosophers' eyes, you see the view of the universe and the view of the human race.
但是我们知道说，和哲学家们他们找不到答案。
But we know that philosophers can't find answers.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
今天因着要侍奉神的缘故。
To serve God today.
神就乐意把他的旨意启示给你。
And it was through His pleasure that He showed forth His will to us.
这样叫我们的侍奉能坐在他的心坎上。
So that our service can be based in His heart.
我们回到刚才所读的这节圣经。
When we return to the verse that we just read.
这里告诉我们说到日期满足的时候使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面。
Here it says, in the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ.
这里的宇宙是指着天上，这里的万有是指着天上和地上一切所有。
So all things referred to here refer to all in heaven and everything on earth.
这里乃是指的整个的宇宙来。
This speaks of the entire universe.
所以到日期满足的时候。
So in the fullness of times,
整个的宇宙在基督里面要同归于你。
The entire universe will be gathered together in one in Christ.
讲到宇宙的时候
When we speak of universe,
你知道在神的形容里面
In God's description,
和科学家们的形容是不一样
It's very different than the description of science.
今天我们想到我们的宇宙
When we think of the universe today,
我们第一个想到我们的地球
The first thing we think of is our planet.
第二想到我们的太阳系
Secondly, we think of our solar system.
第三想到我们的银河系
Thirdly, we think of the galaxies.
然后我们想到千千万万的银河系。
And then we think of the outer galaxies.
这就是宇宙了。
This is the universe.
如果我们从这个角度来看宇宙的话。
If we are to see the of universe in this aspect.
起初科学家们以为说地球应该是所有的中心。
Before, the scientists thought that this planet was the entire center of the universe.
但是慢慢慢慢我们就发现连我们的太阳系在我们的银河系里面还是在边缘上面。
Then we know that we found out that even our solar system, which is in our galaxy, is but at the edge of the universe.
那像我们这样的银河系在宇宙里面不知道有多少。
There are so many like galaxies like ours in the universe.
所以你可以看得出来我们的地球可以说是渺小到一个地步根本是微不足道的。
So our planet is so small it is entirely insignificant.
这是我们今天从望远镜里面从科学家的角度来认识我们的宇宙。
This is how we understand through binoculars, through the scientists, our universe.
但是在神的眼中
But in God's eyes,
让我们记得
Let us remember,
在整个神的眼光在神的眼光中所看见的宇宙乃是天和地
In God's eyes, the universe is what he sees is heaven and earth.
起初神创造天地
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
讲到宇宙创造的故事的时候
When we speak of the universe creation,
创世纪第一章第一节就告诉我们起初神创造宇宙就是创造天地。
In the beginning, and the Bible tells us in the beginning, God created the universe, that is, heaven and earth.
那么什么叫做宇宙呢
What is the universe?
宇宙在我们的感觉是一个系一颗系加上另外一个银系。
In our mind, the universe is one galaxy plus another galaxy plus another.
但是在神的眼目中
But in God's eyes,
他所创造的宇宙
the universe that he created,
乃是天和地合在一起
is heaven and earth combined together.
整个天和地好像一个球一样
Heaven and earth combined like a ball.
地是一半天是另外的一半
The earth is one sphere, the heaven is another sphere.
你有一个下半球，还有一个上半球。
You have a bottom sphere and you have the top.
上半球叫做天。
You have the top, which is the heaven.
下半球叫做地。
The bottom sphere is the earth.
所以在神的创造里面
In God's creation,
讲到他所创造的宇宙的时候
When he speaks of the creation of the universe,
不要忘记
Don't forget,
乃是天再加上地的
It is the heaven plus the earth.
意思就是说在神的心目中
In God's heart,
地占有很大的比例和很大的比重
the earth stands a very strong proportion.
换一句话说这我们的地球在神的心目中是关乎神的旨意的
It, because in our planet even, it has to do with God's will.
如果神要完成他的旨意
If he is to accomplish his will,
他要借着这个地球
he is going to use this planet.
意思就是说借着他所创造的这块地
And that is, he's going to use this earth that he has created.
神要完成他最终的旨意
To accomplish his eternal purpose.
所以主教我们祷告
So the Lord taught us to pray.
我们在天上的父
Our Father in heaven.
愿人都尊你的名为圣
Hallowed be thy name.
然后愿你的国降临
May your kingdom come.
然后下面说愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
如果神的旨意要通行的话
If God's word is to be done,
主教我们的祷告就是让他的旨意能够行在地上。
The Lord taught us to pray that His will be accomplished on earth.
所以这个地球好像神的太空船一样。
So this earth is as if it's the spaceship of our Lord.
现在神有一个使命，神有一个目的，最后要完成他的事。
He has a mission. He has a purpose. He wants to accomplish.
借着这个地球，这个太空船，最后能够完成神心目中所要达到的。
And through this spaceship Earth, He wants to accomplish that will.
我还记得第一次人类登陆月球的第二天。
I remember the second day after the man landed on the moon.
在纽约时报上有一大版的广告。
There was a huge advertisement in the New York Times.
你一眼一看就是那个太空船。
And in the New York Times, that ad, you saw the spaceship.
就是昨天晚上的太空船把人带到月亮上去。
It was that spaceship that took the man to the moon.
然后我就觉得为什么整版的新闻整版的这个广告就是一个太空船
And then I thought Why is this entire ad in the newspaper a spaceship?
然后下面有一句话
And underneath it had a phrase
它虽然丑陋但是可以把你带到那里
It says Even though it is ugly It can still take you there
它虽然丑陋但是把你带到月亮上去
Even though it is ugly It can still take you to the moon
它完成了 NASA 美国太空总署的一个使命最后把人带到
It accomplished NASA's goal of reaching the moon.
我就很好奇
So I was very curious.
谁花这么多的钱来做这个广告呢
Who spent so much time to post an ad in the New York Times?
然后我看到下面右下角有几个字很清楚，我就清楚。
On the right-hand corner of the ad, it was very clear.
你要早期的时候有一种车叫乌龟车。
So actually...
叫 Volkswagen 就是
Volkswagen OK so actually the, in the early days you had a car a Volkswagen
那个整个的车子像个乌龟一样
so that entire car looked like a turtle
但是呢那个原来这个 Volkswagen 就要做一个广告
so Volkswagen had an ad
他说他虽然丑但是可以带到你任何要去的地方
so the ad's tagline was even though it's ugly it can still take you there
所以弟兄姊妹你明白吗
do you understand this
虽然在人在科学家的眼光中
in scientist's eyes
你知道要比地球大的星球不知道有多少。
There are so many galaxies greater than ours.
你把太阳挖空了。
If you were to empty out the sun,
可以装130万个地球。
You can put in you can 1.3 million Earths.
所以你看看这个地，我们这个地球实在太渺小。
Our planet Earth is so insignificant, so small.
但是稀奇的很。
But quite amazing.
在神的心目中。
In God's heart.
你要讲那个圆满的宇宙。
If you are to speak of that complete universe,
不光是天,
not only heaven,
神的旨意里面要让地和天连在一起,
but in God's purpose, heaven and earth are to be connected.
现在明白吗?
Do you understand?
它是一个, 它不是两个。
They are one, not two.
它本来就是一。
They are one.
天和地能够分别，但是不能分开。
Heaven and earth can be distinguished, but they cannot be separate.
天是天，地也是天。
Heaven is heaven, heaven is also the earth.
这是什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
我们从刚才这段圣经就能够明白了。
Through this verse we can understand.
因为在基到日期满足的时候,
at the fullness of times,
叫万有都在基督天上地上所有在基督里面同归于一。
He might gather together and one all things in Christ.
所以可见在神原来的创造。
So in God's original creation,
天和地是一个。
Heaven and earth are one.
但是有一后来事情发生了
But then something happened.
宇宙就有了一场的悲剧
And the universe had a tragedy.
当我们读圣经我们明白了这个宇宙的悲剧以后
When we read the Bible and we understand the tragedy,
我们才晓得原来天跟地是一个的
We then find out that the heaven and earth were originally one.
但是后来罪进到这个宇宙
But because sin entered the universe,
结果天跟地就分开了
Heaven and earth were separate.
你看见吗现在天跟地就脱节了
So now heaven and earth are disconnected.
本来天是地的冠冕。
Before heaven was the crown of the earth.
你明白吗?
Do you understand?
为什么我们怎么知道天是地的冠冕?
How do we know that heaven is the crown of earth?
因为这里是万有同归于一，那个一。
Because here it says that they might gather together in one.
在希腊原文里是个很特别的词。
In Greek, this one is very important.
如果你读 Darby translation 的话，
If you read the Darby translation,
他说 to head up all things.In the Christ.
He says to head up all things in the Christ.
那这什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
这里这个字同归于一。
The,
这个翻译是对的。
So in Chinese the translation is right. It's to,
英文也是对的。
And in English, to head up all things in
no,
Christ.
No, no, to, 这个 gather together in one, 这是对的。
Okay, to gather together in one all things in Christ.
这个翻译完全是对的。
That translation is correct.
但是希腊原文里面比这个多一点。
But in the Greek, there's something more.
它告诉你怎么同归于一的。
It tells you how they gather together in one.
这个为什么怎么同归于一呢?
How is it gathered together in one?
因为这里有个头。
Because you have a head here.
这里有个字根，那个字根跟头是一样的。
This root of the word has to do with the head.
尤其你读以弗所第一章。
Especially if you read Ephesians 1.
读到最后的时候。
When you read the very end.
万物有都伏在他的脚下。
All things in subjection under his feet.
使他为教会做万有之首。
And gave him as head over all things to the church.
你如果仔细读希腊原文的话。
If you read the Greek.
你看见那个同归于一那个一字那个原文就像达比所说是 head up.
So when you see this gathering together in one all things in Christ, it has to do, like Darby's translation, to head up all things.
这里有个头。
Here is a head.
所有的万物都向他看齐。
And all things are looking in line to it.
所以当所有向头看齐的时候。
So when all are looking in line to it.
弟兄姊妹他就变成一个了。
They are one.
所以 Angel, 这里我特别还喜欢另外一个翻译是罗德汉的翻译。
I actually like a translation of this verse from Rotherham.
这个罗德汉有一本叫 Emphasized Bible, 是非常非常非常好的一本圣经。
So Rotherham has the Emphasized Bible.
他这里讲到 to reunite for himself under one head the all things in the Christ. 所以你看这里意思就是说他重新为着他自己然后让所有的万物在一个头底下。
To reunite for himself under one head the all things in the Christ.
换一句话说,
in other words,
万有都连于元首。
All things are connected to the head.
我们讲到连于元首基督。
If all things are connected to the head, Christ,
这个就叫做 head up.
That is meaning heading up.
所以很明显你给我们看见你如果要同归于一的话
So if we are to if we are to gather together all things
这里有人是做头的
There is one person who is to be head.
但是当然神是宇宙的头
Of course God is the head of the universe.
所以弟兄姊妹当你看见头的时候
When you see the head
你就看见说原来神的旨意
We see God's original purpose.
怎么样天跟地是一个呢？
How is heaven and earth one?
就是什么时候万物向天看齐的时候。
Whenever all things look to the head and they are in line.
所以什么时候天做了地的冠冕？
When does heaven become the crown of the earth?
现在你找到地球存在的目的。
Then you know why the planet exists.
科学家只告诉我们地球存在。
The scientists tell us that planet does exist.
是圣经告诉我们为什么地球存在。
But the Bible is the one who tells us why it exists.
什么时候地球在那转，在那动，能够满足神的心意？
When a planet is moving and it is turning, when it can accomplish God's will.
什么时候天能够做地的冠冕？
And when can the heaven be the earth's crown?
那不止如此。
Not only that.
因为所有都是向天看齐。
But because all are lined up with heaven.
天是荣耀的。
The heaven is glorious.
所以地也是荣耀。
So the earth is glorious.
天是美丽的。
The heaven is beautiful.
地也是美丽的。
Earth is beautiful.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
这告诉我们地原神创造它的目的是为了反映天 reflect the heaven.
So the purpose of the creation of the earth is to reflect heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹现在你明白吗？
Now do you understand?
天跟地是不能分开。
Heaven and earth cannot be separated.
你可以分别。
You can distinguish them.
你看见天是天。
You can see that heaven is heaven.
你看见地还是天。
And earth is still heaven as well.
因为整个的地就像湖面一样。
Because the earth is like the surface of a lake.
你有没有看一个湖面很安静很安静的？
Have you ever seen a surface of the lake when it is very calm?
当你看见天，你看见了天。
When you see the heaven, you see heaven.
当你看见湖面，你也看见天。
But when you see the surface of the lake, you also see heaven.
因为你看见说地的每一点都向天看齐。
Because on that earth, it is lined up.Up with heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers,
这就是神当初的创造
This is the original creation.
神为什么创造天和地
Why did God create heaven and earth?
他要天来做 来做地的冠冕
He wants the heaven to be the crown of earth.
为什么在神的心目中
In God's heart.
只有一位是满足他的
Only one can satisfy
就是他自己的爱子
And that is his beloved son.
所以神老早就立他的儿子是承受万有的
So he had very, the very original purpose, he is the one who is heir of all things.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么神创造了天和地？
Why did he create heaven and earth?
这一切都是为着他儿子。
It is all for his son.
当你走在地上的时候，
When you walk on this earth,
你看见个葡萄树，
When you see this, vine,
你就看见了真葡萄树。
Then you will see the true vine.
你看见地上的葡萄树。
When you see the vine on earth,
经过了四个月。
After 4 months,
它从空中吸取水分。
It takes the water vapor from the air.
在水土壤里面吸取水分。
And also takes the water from the earth.
然后经过压酒池，水就变成酒了。
And through the wine press, this water becomes wine.
四个月把水变成酒的故事。
So the story of 4 months, water being turned into wine.
这是葡萄的故事。
That is a story of a grape.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
神为什么创造葡萄？
Why did God create the grape?
神为什么创造这块地？
Why did God create this earth?
你在天上。你可以看见天。
On heaven, you can see heaven.
你在地上好像在天上一样。
On earth, as if you were in heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么叫做天上和地上万物在基督同归于一呢？
What is the gathering together and one in Christ of all things?
你虽然在地上好像在天上一样。
Even though you're on earth, it's as if you're in heaven.
但是今天不是了。
But no longer.
最近到宇宙里面。
Ever since sin entered the universe,
天跟地就脱节。
Heaven and earth have been disconnected.
现在天不知道离开我们有多远。
Now heaven is so far away from us.
弟兄姊妹，如果天离开你很近的话
，If heaven were close to you,
所有的晨曦，所有的晚霞。
So all of the dawn, all the sunrise, all the sunset.
你看见所有美丽的景色
，all the beautiful scenery，
都叫你想起我们的主。
Will remind you of our Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这就是神创造天和地的目的。
This is the purpose of the creation of heaven and earth.
你无论在哪里
，no matter where you are，
你都看见天。
You see heaven.
无论在哪里
，no matter where you are，
你都看见在父怀里的那一位。
You will see the one in the Father's bosom.
我们知道一个真实的故事。
We know a true story.
从前，苏俄帝国的时候，我们知道有一个女皇叫做 Catherine the Second， 就是卡特琳二世。
So we know that during the Russian Empire, there was an empress called Catherine the Great.
她手下有一个画家。
She actually had an artist.
所以她在皇宫里面，她有一个要有一个画廊 art gallery.
So in the palace, she wanted to have an art gallery.
那么她呢，一面是旅行了整个的苏联。
And this painter went through all of Russia.
他找到250个少女。
He found 250 young women.
他一个一个画这些少女。
And he painted each of these women.
他主要的目的是要告诉我们美是怎么一回事。
He wanted to express what beauty is.
所以如果你到那个时候的皇宫里面去。
So if you go to the palace of that time.
你知道后来最后你看见画廊果然成就了。
And you'll see that art gallery being accomplished.
那个画廊的名字叫做美的画廊。
And that art gallery is called the Gallery of Beauty.
你进到这个画廊里面，你所看见就是美。
So when you go into the gallery, what you see is beauty.
表面上有250张画
On the surface 250 paintings
但是稀奇很
But quite amazing
有的那个少女站的那个姿势
So sometimes one of the women in the paintings her posture
叫你想起 Catherine II
Would remind you of Catherine II
另外一个尊贵的少女当时坐的时候
Another young woman when she's seated
叫你也想起那 Catherine II
Also reminds you of Catherine II.
所以虽然有250张图画
Even though there are 250 different paintings
但是每一张图画
But each painting
都叫你想起这个女皇
Remind you of Catherine II.
换句话说
In other words
你要解释所有的美丽
If you are to describe beauty
不是一张一张的画
It is not painting by painting
秘诀是后面的一个人
The secret is the person behind the painting
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
现在你明白
Now you understand
当初神创造宇宙的时候
When God created the earth
你看见天和地是一个
Heaven and earth were one.
为什么是一个呢
Why were they one?
因为天做了地的冠冕
Because heaven was the crown of earth.
为什么是一个呢
Why one?
因为地原来是反射天
Because the earth reflects heaven.
它和天看齐的缘故
Because the earth is lined up with heaven.
它和头看齐的结果
Because it's lined up with the head.
它能够反射那个天
Then it can reflect the heaven.
地就做了天的彰显
Earth became the manifestation of heaven.
你看见天是得看见天，你看见地还是天。
When you see heaven, it is heaven. When you see the earth, it is also heaven.
不要忘记
Don't forget.
天有另外一个名字
Heaven has another word.
Another name.
Another name.
那就是基督自己
And that is Christ himself.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
现在你明白吗
Now do you understand?
当我们回到神的话
When we return to God's
word, 根据保罗这句话
according to Paul,
你就知道说当初神原始的创造
we know that in God's original creation,
它是一个的
it is one.
天跟地是连接的
the heaven and the earth were one.
是不能够分开的
connected, could not be separated.
那个时候你在地上
then when you are on earth,
你只要伸手你就摸到天了
when you just raise your hand, you would touch heaven.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你有没有这样的经历
Have you had this experience?
有的时候我们在擘饼聚会的时候
Sometimes when we're at the Lord's table,
你看主的同在到一种情绪
His presence is so much.
你好像一伸手就碰到天了
It's as if when you raise your hand, you touch heaven.
这个经历是你的经历和我的经历
That is your and my experience.
弟兄明白吗
Do you understand?
因为这是神当初最早最大他创造宇宙的目的就这样的一个目的
So that is the purpose of his creation of the universe before.
那不止如此
Not only that.
地球是怎么存在的
Why?How does the planet exist?
因为它一直接受天的供应的。
Because it gains its supply from heaven.
我们怎么知道？
How do we know?
你看新天新地就知道了。
You know that from the new heaven and new earth.
你看这新天新地，这个新地是怎么生存的？
And you know how this new earth exists.
从宝座上有生命的水流出来。
So from the throne flows forth water.
然后就流到整个的新地。
And the water flows through all the new earth.
所以就告诉我们说，那个新地的存在乃是根据天。
The reason the earth can exist is because of the supply of the heaven.
所以我们知道当初神所创造的宇宙。
So we know that the universe that was created.
这个地球所以存在。
Oh, the reason the planet can exist.
所以充满了生命。
It is full of life.
所以充满了意义。
It is full of purpose.
原因在什么地方？
What's the reason?
就是因为它一直接受天不断的供应。
Because it always accepts the supply of heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
这是一幅很重要的图画。
This is a very important picture.
这就解释什么叫做五旬节。
This explains Pentecost.
你知道五旬节当圣灵降临的时候，
When the Holy Spirit descended on Pentecost.
你知道圣灵用了两个字。
The Holy Spirit used two words.
一个叫做浇灌，另外一个叫做受浸。
One was a baptism, and one was outpouring.
那为什么叫浇灌？什么意思呢
？What does outpouring mean?
就告诉我们说，原来这是活水的江河。
It says that this originally was a stream of living water.
在天的那一头是浇灌。
On the one
side is outpouring. On the heaven side is outpouring.
在地的这边乃是受浸,
on the earth side is baptism.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, now do you understand? On Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down, what did that mean? Before heaven was so separate from earth. So the earth was not being fed by heaven. So everything was thirsty.
The
Lord said, if you thirst, you can come to me.
弟兄姊妹明白吗?
Do you understand?
什么时候地跟天一脱节了,
whenever heaven and earth are separated, the earth thirsts.
所以现在很清楚的,
now very clear.
这里给我们看见说,
we see.
我们叫神当初所创造的宇宙,
the universe that God originally created.
你看见到处就叫人看见基督。
Everywhere you would see Christ.
而且基督就是成就万有的。
And Christ is the heir of all things.
那不光如此,
but not only that.
今天你看, 你走在地上, 你就能看见天上的一切。
So when you walk on the earth, you can see all in heaven.
那不止如此,
not only that.
而且你看见天跟地是连接的。
You see that heaven and earth are connected.
所以这是神当初所创造的宇宙。
This is the universe that God originally created.
这就是创世纪第一章第一节。
That is Genesis 1:1.
圣经告诉我们，神创造，起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
So thank the Lord.
我们怎么知道当初是这样的一个宇宙呢？
How do we know that originally it was this universe?
就根据刚才我们所读的圣经。
According to the verses we just read.
所以我觉得达北的翻译和那个罗德汉的翻译实在能够帮助我。
So I think the version of Darby and Rotherham can really help us.
他不只告诉我们在基督里同归于义。
Not only do we see that there's together in one.
而且是怎么同归于义的。
But how is it gathered together in one?
这是很重要的原则。
It's a very important principle. In God's creation of the universe.
好,
now we have to ask, why are we gathered together one?
为什么Rotherham说要reunite for himself? 为什么要重新连接呢?
So why did Rotherham say to reunite for himself?
那就告诉我们说因着罪的缘故天跟地脱节了。
Because of sin, heaven and earth are separated.
地不再受天的供应了。
Earth is no longer fed or supplied by heaven.
地不知道离神有多远。
Earth is so far from God.
远到一个地步。
So far.
人好像老年痴呆一样。
It's as if we have dementia.
人都不记得了。
We don't remember.
不记得宇宙中有神了。
We don't remember that there is a God.
所以很多人说宇宙中没有神。
And many people say there's no God in the universe.
科学家都说这个宇宙不一定有神。
And then many philosophers said there's no God in the universe.
那么甚至于有人说神已经死了。
And some even said God is dead.
你就知道。
Now you know how far earth is from heaven. You can travel today. You can see the beautiful scenery, sunrise, sunset. You say this is great. This vine is so beautiful. But that's it. You will never think of the true vine.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers, now you know. The earth today and the heaven today.
离开神的旨意有多远多远,
is so far from our Lord.
感谢主,
but we thank God. There is one faithful servant. His son, Jesus Christ. He has a service that is according to the purpose of God. He knows. When heaven and earth are so far apart, God's grieves so much in his heart. But when the faithful servant of God is obedient to him, he does one work. Not only did he become our mediator on the cross, but he also became our heavenly ladder. Heaven and earth were so far apart. What is the connection? What connected them together? What work was there? It is the work of Christ. So in Christ they're gathered as one.
弟兄姊妹现在你明白吗?
Now do you understand?
因着这里有一个神的仆人,
because now we have a servant of God.
他是个神的使徒, 是第一个使徒。
He is the first apostle.
弟兄姊妹, 他是被神差遣的。
He was the one sent forth.
他做神的工。
He did God's work.
他怎么做神的工?
How did he do God's work?
他的确是忙碌。
He was very busy.
忙得个连吃饭的时间都没有。
He didn't even have time to eat.
他的确做了很多的工作。
He did much work.
你把全世界，你把他所做的记录下来，全世界都容纳不下。
If you were to write everything that he did, the world cannot fill. You cannot encompass it.
他知道他来做什么。
He knew what he was doing.
所以弟兄姊妹，他的目的就是在基督里面，在他里面叫。天上和地上的万有能够同归于一。
So his purpose was that in Christ, the heavens and the earth would be gathered together.
如果基督是神的仆人。
If Christ is the servant of God.
他的使命要满足神的心意。
His mission is to satisfy the Father's heart.
天离开地不知道有多远。
The heaven and earth are so far apart.
到了有一天。
But one day.
天和地又连接。
Heaven and earth reconnect.
你再伸手，好像天就在隔壁。
When you raise your hand, it's as if heaven is right there.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
明白吗？
Do you understand?
这是基督的工作。
This is the work of Christ.
如果我们是神的仆人，
if we are the servant
of God. 如果我们说我们侍奉神，
if we say we serve God.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你怎么样的侍奉能坐在主的心坎上呢？
How, what kind of work is satisfying to God's heart?
当然和这件工作。当然就是这件的工作。
And this is this work.
所以在基督里同归于一。
So in Christ, gathered together in one.
所以证明基督是神的仆人。
That means that Christ is the servant.
我们的主神有个最高的侍奉。
In our Lord, there is a greatest service.
Highest, 最高最高的侍奉。
The highest and greatest service.
那个侍奉是什么？
What is that service?
就是不管他怎么做。
No matter what he does,
他最后的结果叫天上地上万一切所有的在基督里面同归于一。
The final result that on heaven and earth all things are gathered together in one in Christ.
如果当我们的主工作的时候，
when our Lord works,
是这个目标来指引他的事，来支配他的事。
If it is that goal that governs his each move.
那么不是这个旨意也应该支配我们的侍奉。
Shouldn't this will govern our service?
我要问弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
今天你救了许多的人，感谢主。
Maybe you have saved many brothers.
你帮助了很多弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
You have helped many people. Thank the Lord.
你帮助许多人明白主的话，也感谢。
Maybe you help people understand God's word. Thank the Lord.
这些都是侍奉。
This is all service.
这都是神的旨意。
This is all God's will.
但请我们记得。
But let us remember.
神有个永远的旨意。
God has an eternal purpose.
你每次讲到神永远的旨意。
When you speak of God's eternal purpose.
你好像听见神心跳的声音。
It's as if you hear God's heartbeat.
如果我们爱神。
If we love God.
如果我们一生愿意。一生来侍奉他。
If we want to serve him our entire life,
我们岂不是应当明白他的旨意？
Shouldn't we understand his will?
那现在我们要问，
we have to ask,
怎么现在不是一个了？
Now it is not one.
这个整个的过程是怎么经过的？
What happened?
我想最清楚就是创世纪第一章。
I think that the clearest thing to go over is Genesis 1.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
然后地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
And the earth was without form and void.
神的灵运行在水面上。
And his spirit was upon the face of the deep.
那这里的地是空虚混沌。
Here we see that the earth was without form and void.
那个是，是个动词。
And this word was is a verb.
那这个动词有两个翻译。
This verb can be translated two ways.
一个就是是，一个就是变。
One is was, the other word is became.
那么到底这是地是空虚混？如果地是空虚混沌的话
，So do is the、if we were to say the earth was without form.
那就是告诉我们神起初创造天地。
So we say that when the creation of the earth and heaven,
地是空虚混沌。
Earth was void and without form.
如果地是空虚混沌，怎么是一个呢
？So if it were that way, how could it be one?
它怎么向天看齐呢
？How could it be lined up with heaven?
神怎么能创造宇宙这样的一个宇宙呢
？How would God create a universe like that?
所以如果根据以弗所书所给我们看见
，So if we were to look at Ephesians,
所以这下面很自然是地变成空虚混沌。
Here, very clear, we see that.The earth became without form.
当你再读“空虚混沌”这几个字的时候
，So when you read without form and void,
你才晓得在耶利米书第四章那里也有这样的话。
We know that in Jeremiah 4 we find similar words.
那里说不料地变成空虚混沌。
It said, "I beheld the earth and it became without form and void."
那怎么回事
？What happened?
全本圣经讲的空虚混沌就这么两个地方。
the only two places to find the words without form and void are here.
只能用神的话来解释神的话。
We can only use God's word to interpret God's word.
所以耶利米说的地是空虚混沌，怎么成功的呢？
So Jeremiah, when he said that it was without form and void,
原来大地受了审判了。
That the earth was judged.
经过审判好像地震一样。
And through that judgment, it's as if it went through an earthquake.
好像台风一样。
It's as if it went through a typhoon.
所以现在你看地变成空虚混沌。
So now you see the earth without form and void.
怎么可能神当初创造宇宙天地万有的是一个的时候，怎么会是空虚混沌？
How is it possible when the universe was that heaven and earth were one that the earth was formed without form and void?
所以一定是地变成空虚混沌。
But it is because the earth became.Without form.
换一句话说，原来天跟地是一个的。
In other words, heaven and earth is one.
为什么地是空虚混沌呢？
Why is the earth without form and void?
因为地跟天脱节了。
Because they have been disconnected.
这个上半球跟下半球完全脱节了。
The top sphere is separated from the bottom sphere.
所以等到这件事发生的时候。
So when this happens.
现在你看再也没有天的供应了。
No longer are you have the supply from heaven.
没有天的供应。
Without the supply
from heaven. 当然是一片的沙漠。
Of course you have a desert.
当然是一片好像灾后的那种情形，被狼狈的情形一样。
It's of course you have a result of a disaster.
所以这就给我们看见天和地慢慢慢慢就分离。
So we see heaven and earth slowly are disconnected.
所以弟兄姊妹，将来基督所要做的工作。
The work that Christ is to do
就是叫天跟地重新的联合
is so that heaven and earth will be reconnected.
所以是创世纪告诉我们说
So Genesis tells us
现在地受了审判了
that
地受了审判
and that earth was judged.
那么弟兄姊妹，地怎么受审判呢？
And how was the earth judged?
你如果读其他部分的圣经
If you were to read other scriptures
我们就找到答案了。
We can find the answer.
原来神创造的天使里面一个最美丽的是天使长。
There was an archangel that was created in the heavens.
他有一天骄傲了。
He one day was very proud.
他要与神同等。
He wanted to be equal to God.
结果他就背叛神。
And he rebelled against God.
结果他就率领三分之一的天使一同背叛神。
And then a third of the angels followed him and rebelled against God.
然后呢，圣经告诉我们说，他们就被从神的面前就被驱逐到地球来了。
And then they were thrown from God's presence down onto earth.
还有地球的外太空。
And they were thrown to the outer space.
这个 Eric Sauer 曾经这样告诉我们。
Eric Sauer told us this.
他说非常可能那个时候所有的天使，每一个天使都管一个区的。
He told us that probably during that time, each angel had control of a certain district in the outer
space. 那这个是从但以理书里面可以找到这个找到眉目的，可以找到印象的。
And you can find.This a little bit in the book of Daniel.
所以很可能的，地球和地球的外太空，可以说就是这个撒旦堕落的撒旦当初所管理的范围。
And it's very possible that Satan became the one who governed this planet and the outer space.
所以他们整个的天使就被赶到这个魔鬼撒旦就被管到地球和地球的外太。
So Satan was thrown to the outer space of the earth.
所以，比方说吧，人为什么今天拜太阳呢？
For example, why do people worship the sun?
为什么拜月亮呢？
Why do they worship the moon?
因为这是他的范围。
Because that is in his domain.
为什么人要算命呢？ Astrology.
Why do people? Why is there astrology?
因为很明显，这个银河系是他的范围。
Because the galaxy is his sphere.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看整个黑暗的权势就笼罩在这一块地。
So you see that all of that darkness is surrounding in this area.
你把整个的宇宙打开的话
，If you were to open up the universe,
你就发现说，特别地球和它的外太空这一片是黑暗的。
You will see that the planet Earth and outer space is dark.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？
Now do you understand?
因着撒旦背叛的缘故，
because Satan rebelled,
所有在地上的
everything on Earth
也跟着背叛。
Also rebelled.
因着跟着背叛的缘故，
and because they rebelled,
所以神就在那里审判这个世界。
Therefore, God judged this earth.
所以地就变成空虚混沌。
And the earth became without form and void.
渊面什么意思？渊面就是说一个就是整个的地呢，渊面黑暗，整个的水呢就包围了整个的地球。
So what does that mean to be upon the surface of the deep? It means that the darkness is covering it.
整个的海洋把整个地球就包起来了。
All the seas have completely covered it.
它厚到一个地步，太阳根本没有办法照进来。
It is so thick that the sunlight cannot penetrate.
所以圣经说地变成空虚混沌。
So the Bible says the earth became without form and void.
然后渊面黑暗。
And the darkness was upon the face of the deep.
这圣经告诉我们的。
This is what the Bible tells us.
那现在我们要问。
Now we ask.
这个很明显证明说神审判了。
very clearly we see God's judgment here.
那么加过去神怎么审判这个世界我们不知道。
We don't know how God judged in the past.
但是将来神怎么做我们知道。
But we do know how God is going to judge in the future.
你读到启示录你就会明白了。
When you read Revelation, you understand.
你记得到了启示录的时候。
When we reach Revelation.
当神将来审判这个地球的时候。
When God is to judge this earth.
你看他用什么办法来审判呢？
What is he going to use?
你记得有七个号吗？
Do you remember the seven trumpets?
然后第有第二个号跟第三个号。
There was the second trumpet and the third trumpet.
这个第二个号怎么回事呢？
What happened with the second trumpet?
有一个烧灼的大山呢，就掉在地球上面了。
There was a great mountain burning that fell.
结果我们知道说这个地海的三分之一就不行了。
And then we know that a third of the sea became a flood.
所以这是过去，这是将来。
That was the past.
如果将来神要用外面的就是宇宙里面的星球。就是像石头像山那么大的。
So if he is going to use a stone just like that great burning mountain,
过去怎么将来怎么做证明他过去已经做过了。
How it is done in the future explains how it will be done in the past.
非常有意思，在这一点上，科学家能帮助我们一点。
So actually, scientists can help us.
举个简单的例子。
For example,
比方说，科学家们发现说，在4600万年以前。
So the scientists tell us 46 million years ago,
有一个烧灼的大山，像Manhattan，美国Manhattan那么大。
There was a great burning mountain the size of Manhattan.
结果撞在墨西哥湾。
It actually hit or crashed into the Mexican Bay.
那么在墨西哥湾里就弄个很大的洞。
So in the Mexican Bay, there's a huge hole, crater.
就是因着那一次。
And because of that,
所有的恐龙就通通消失。
All the dinosaurs, all died.
想想看。那时候整个的地球是被恐龙占有的。
So during that time, the entire earth was filled with dinosaurs.
科学家告诉我们，人类那个时候根本不存在。
Scientists tell us that mankind did not exist.
你如果看到有人类存在，那都是 science fiction， 那都是科学科幻。
If you said that there was man during the time of dinosaurs, that's just science fiction.
所以很清楚的，曾经有一度我们地球是被什么呢？是被恐龙。
So very clearly, at one point, dinosaurs filled the earth.
我们真的不知道，圣经没有告诉我们恐龙。
The Bible doesn't tell us anything about dinosaurs.
但如果那个时候地上的所有也跟着撒旦背叛的话。
But if during that time all things on earth were rebelled together with Satan.
那有一个可能是这样的。
So one possibility is.
我不知道大家有没有看过壁虎。
I don't know if you've ever seen the lizard.
House
lizard.
那这个壁虎不是爬在这个墙壁上吗？
You know that the home lizard actually climbs on the walls.
我们小的时候，爸爸妈妈说你千万不要去动它。
When we were young, moms and dads would tell us don't touch it.
因为这个壁虎会断尾求生的。
So because of they want to survive, they will drop their tails.
结果它尾巴跑到你鼻子里面去。
And possibly their tail will go into your nose.
就是告诉我们不要随便乱碰。
And they were saying don't touch it.
但是大家不要忘记。
But don't forget.
神所创造的壁虎。
God created the lizard.
它永远那么大。
It is but this big.
它不会长得很大。
It doesn't grow very big.
你知道原因在哪里吗？
Do you know why?
因为神在所有的昆虫里面都摆了个软体在里面。
Because in all the insects, God put a software there.
那个软体是什么？
What is that software?
就是说神把一个消化管 digestive tube 放在它们里面。
It is because he put a digestive tube in each inside. So the amazing thing is this.
这个消化管永远长不大的。
This digestive tube never grows.
如果这个消化管能长大，这个身体跟着长大了。
But if the digestive tube increases, then the body increases.
你想想看，如果这个黄蜂像狮子那样，你怎么办？
If the locust is just like the size.
黄蜂蜜。
Oh, if the bee is just size of a lion, could you imagine that?
但是不可能的。
But it's impossible.
因为万有都伏在神的脚下。
Because all things are in subjection to him.
神决定好了，那个消化管不能大，就是不能大。
And he decided that digestive tube cannot be big and it won't be big.
但是你想想看。
But now you.
当撒旦背叛的时候。
When Satan rebelled.
所有的万有也跟着背叛，地上的万有跟着背叛。
All things on earth rebelled with him.
那你想想看，这个时候很明显的，那个消化管那个本来限定的不能长的就。把它打开了。
Very clearly, that digestive tube that were before limited their size now is broken.
结果长大长大就变得像恐龙那么大。
And they've grown so big to the size of dinosaurs.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？So do you see that?
这个是帮助我们想象的。
It is just something to help us think.
科学家告诉我们说
，So scientists tell us.
其实神用这个星球撞地球不光一次。
God did not just use this meteorite to hit the earth once.
前面还有一次,
Another time
it happened.
This scientists have proven.
那次怎么做的呢?
What happened?
原来在那一次以前呢,
Before that occurrence,
所有的地球都被鳄鱼布满了。
All the entire planet was filled with crocodiles.
你想到处都是鳄鱼啊,
if you look around, it's full of crocodiles.
那结果呢, 神就审判这个地,
and God judged this earth.
所以一次鳄鱼通通不见了,
all the crocodiles disappeared.
鳄鱼不见了, 结果恐龙就来了,
and once the crocodiles disappeared, the dinosaurs came.
稀奇不稀奇?
Is that quite amazing?
所以弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
我们不知道过去是怎样,
we don't know what happened in the past.
但是我们根据启示录,
but according to Revelation,
我们能够找到一点的端倪, 能够找到一点的印象,
we might be able to find some impression there.
这就能帮助我们读启示创世纪,
this might help us study Revelation.
还有一件事很有兴趣, 还有意思的,
Genesis, sorry.
还有一件事很有兴趣,
another interesting thing.
你记不记得第三个号?
Do you remember the third trumpet?
那有一个星是带着尾巴的就掉到河里面,
and a star that had a tail fell into the sea.
所有江河的水都变苦了,
and all the waters of that river became bitter.
那根据圣经里面的形容,
according to the description in the Bible,
那应该就是我们今天所知道的彗星,
that is what we call today a comet.
你知道彗星每次掉落的时候,
anytime a comet falls,
它拖个尾巴的,
it has a tail.
它的尾巴里面装了海水,
the tail actually encompasses seawater.
那这个海水如果都是氯化钠的就是咸的,
so if this seawater is full of magnesium, it's full of sodium chloride, is it full of sodium chloride, it is salty.
Magnesium chloride, 就是氯化锰的话,
so but if you add magnesium chloride to it, then it becomes bitter. So when we read Revelation,
你看见那个时候神就借着这些可能是彗星撞到 江河里面,
so when we see in Revelation a comet hitting into the rivers, the rivers water becoming bitter.
现在有一个问题,
here's a problem.
科学家们多少年来不能解决的一个问题,
a problem that scientists haven't been able to resolve.
他们研究我们的太阳系的时候,
when they look at study our solar system,
他们问一个问题,
they ask a question.
我们地球上的海洋从什么地方来的?
Where did the seas on our earth come from?
现在他们清楚了,
now they're clear.
现在他们知道在过去很久很久以前,
they know that many years ago,
有好多好多彗星撞在地球上,
many comets fell on earth.
你看每一个彗星带一点海水, 另外一个彗星再带一点海水, 结果呢, 你看你, 这就是我们今天海洋的来源,
and all these comets that bear all the salt water in their tail crash into earth and form the seas.
圣经说渊面黑暗就证明整个地球是被所有的海洋的水包围的,
we see the darkness upon the surface of the earth.
你不觉得很稀奇吗?
That is the water encompassing.
当你读以赛亚书14章的时候,
when you read Isaiah 14,
神怎么称呼撒旦呢?
What did God call Satan?
他是明亮的星,
he is the bright star.
他说你怎么坠落的?
How did it fall?
所以弟兄姊妹心, 你明白吗?
Do you understand?
当撒旦从神的面前赶到地球上来的时候,
when Satan was chased down to earth,
虽然天使是个灵,
even though the angels are spirits,
但他坠落的时候,
but when it fell,
他表现在物质的宇宙里面,
it actually expressed itself in the material world. It's as if a star were to fall.
不光这样,
but not only
当你读到启示录12章的时候,
when you read Revelation 12,
你记不记得撒旦和米迦勒在空中有了征战?
Do you remember when Satan and Michael were actually fighting in the air?
结果撒旦和他使者就被摔到地上来了,
and Satan was, and his angels were thrown to earth.
那撒旦不是掉到地上来了吗?
And because Satan was thrown to earth,
然后启示录第9章怎么说呢?
What did Revelation 9 say?
有个星
a star fell.
所以弟兄姊妹那个星就是指着那个明亮的星来说,
that star was the bright morning star.
更稀奇了,
but not more than that.
不是三分之一的天使跟着背叛吗?
Didn't a third of the angels also rebel?
所以当你看见十二章那个龙的时候,
so when you see the dragon in Revelation 12,
他说他的尾巴拖着三分之一的星辰,
it said that the stars, that the tail carried all the stars,
然后一同摔在地上,
and were thrown down to earth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗?
Now do you understand?
明明是撒旦和他使者从空中摔到地上,
Satan and his angels his followers were thrown down to earth.
但是在物质世界里面，我们看到的乃是星掉在地上。
But in the material world, physical world, what we see is the stars falling.
所以现在我们能大概明白一点点。
So now we can understand a little.
所以当初神审判撒旦和他的使者的时候。
So when God judged Satan and his angels.
所以从表现在我们物理的物质的世界宇宙里面。
On the surface, in the physical world.
他们就像彗星一样。
It's as if they were like comets.
他们自然就撞到地球。
Naturally, they crashed into earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是我们今天的海洋。
This is how the seas were formed.
这就为什么圣经告诉我们，新天新地再也没有海了。
That is why in the new earth, and the new earth, new heaven and new earth, there is no longer sea.
这就为什么主耶稣要斥责风和海。为什么主耶稣要斥责风和海
？Oh, that is why the Lord had to rebuke the winds and the seas.
因为无底坑 abyss 根本就在海底下。
Because the bottomless pit is under the sea.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
每次圣经讲到海的时候，都讲到海的翻腾。
Whenever we talk about the sea, we talk about the tumult of the sea.
但是如果你读到启示录。
But when we reach Revelation,
讲到神的宝座前面。
When we speak of the throne before the throne,
也有海。
There is also a sea.
但是那是玻璃海。
But it is a glass sea.
什么叫做玻璃海？
What is a glass sea?
玻璃海是有海的壮丽，但是没有海的翻腾。
Glass sea has the beauty of the sea, but it doesn't have all its movement.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
你把这些通通放在一起的时候
When you see, add all this together.
现在我们能够明白
Now we understand.
地是怎么变成空虚混沌
How did the earth become without void, without form and void?
渊面黑暗
And we see the darkness on the surface.
现在整个地球被厚厚的海洋包围住了
All this earth is covered by the seawater.
但稀奇的很
But quite amazing.
神的灵运行在水面上。
The Spirit of God was upon the surface.
虽然地受了审判。
Even though the earth was judged.
但神没有放弃地球。
But God did not give up on the earth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果神放弃。
If God had given up.
神的灵就不运行在水面上。
His Spirit would not hover over the surface.
人堕落的变成肉体了，神就不再和你相争。
If man were to fall and become flesh, then he would have nothing to do with us.
所以弟兄姊妹，这证明什么？
What does this prove?
证明虽然好像是台风过去一样。
Even though it's as if there was a huge typhoon.
虽然地震过去一样。
Even though it was a huge earthquake.
地是渊面黑暗，渊面这个是。空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
The earth was without form and void.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你叫神现在要来做重整的工作。
The Lord is to do a work of restoration.
好像灾后重建一样。
It's as if the rebuilding after the disaster.
你经过大战，你经过大地震以后。
After a great tribulation or a great earthquake.
好像黎巴嫩经过大的战乱以后。
Let's such as Lebanon.
现在经过多少年，终于重新就盖起来了。
So slowly it's being rebuilt.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
当你读到创世纪的时候，
When you read Revelation,
你看到神。
Genesis,
又开始工作了。
You see that God works again.
为什么？他知道有一天
One day,
在基督里
in Christ,
天上和地上所有的要同归于一。
Heaven and earth, all things will be gathered together in Him.
神的旨意不能因着撒旦的反对就半途而止了。
It cannot just because Satan is opposing God's will that it will not occur.
好像神拿撒旦一点办法也没有。
It's as if he can't do anything against Satan.
神有智慧。
God has wisdom.
神知道怎么做。
God knows what to do.
所以现在神开始他的工作。
So now God does his work.
这个工作他智慧里面的一部分。
This work is within his wisdom.
因为整个地球受审判的缘故。
Because the earth has been judged.
所以你可以想象整个地球是热的。
We know that the entire earth is hot.
但是慢慢慢慢的神让它冷却下来。
But slowly it cools down.
冷却下来以后，自然的水就慢慢蒸发了。
And when it cools down, water evaporates.
这太阳老早在创世第一章第一节已经创造了。
And in chapter 1, verse 1 of Genesis, the sun was created.
因为地受审判，所以光根本照不进去。
And because of the seas, the sunlight couldn't get penetrate.
所以现在呢，你看见慢慢因着慢慢慢慢蒸发的缘故，现在呢，我们知道。光就照到地球。
But because water is evaporating, then the sunlight finally can penetrate.
要有光，结果就有了光。
Because the Lord said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
到了第二天的时候
，On the second day,
你看见整个的地球更冷却了。
And the earth was even more cool.
所以有上面的水跟下面的水。
You have the upper water and the lower water.
哎，上面的水就是水蒸气。
And we have the vapor.
然后就有空气。
And then we have the air.
这是第二天。
That's the second day.
第一天神叫光和暗分开。
Then we see the light and darkness were separate.
这第一天。
That's the first
day. 第二天神叫上面跟下面分开。
And then the second day, the top and the bottom were separate.
到了第三天。
And the third day,
神让海退去，水退去。
The water went back.
旱地就露出来了。
And the dry land appeared.
所以神没有创造地球那个时候。
At that time, God hadn't created the planet Earth.
地球老早就有了。
The Earth was already there.
现在呢，神重新把它整理一下。
But He is just rearranging it.
所以现在地呢，就露出来了。
So then the Earth, a dry land appeared.
所以神看是好的。
And He said it was good.
但第三天，神说了两次好。
But on the third day, he said it was good twice.
为什么露出地来呢?
Why did the dry land appear?
这地有它的意思的。
There had to be a reason.
地代表一个空间，代表一个 space.
The land represents space.
光有 space 没有意义的。
If you only have space, there's no meaning.
这地为什么有意思呢?
Why is there meaning to that earth?
当它被生命充满的时候。
When it is filled with life.
所以你看见从地上就长出青草来了。
Then you see that there was vegetation that grew.
到处都青草，到处都是树木。
Every hair.You have grass, you have trees.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗?
Do you know?
神的宇宙是个生命的宇宙。
His universe is a universe of life.
它不是只是今天科学家所讲的是什么都没有，什么都是只能用物理来解释的。
It is not just a place where scientists can try to explain it.
所以这里给我们看，这里给我们看就是地就长出这些植物，就长出草和树木来。
So we see that from this earth came out vegetation, plants.
这头三天是神工作的第一个循环。
And this is the first cycle of the first 3 days.
现在神要进入第二个循环。
And the Lord was to enter a second cycle.
第二个循环比第一个循环做得更透彻。
The second cycle was done even better.
这第一天不是神说要有光吗？
In the first day, remember he said, let there be light.
但是那个光是抽象的。
But that light is abstract.
所以一直等到第四天，第二个循环第一天，神让那光具体化了。
So only on the fourth day, which is the first day of the second cycle, was it materialized.
所以现在不光是光，而且是光体，是 bearer。
But now not only is it light, but is the bearer of light.
现在有太阳，有月亮，具体化了。
Now you have the sun, you have the moon, it's materialized.
第二天的时候。
The second day,
有上面跟下面分开。
You have the separation of the top and the bottom.
到了第五天的时候。
But on the fifth day,
为什么要上面跟下面呢?
What do you have on the top and at the bottom?
现在用鸟来充满上面。
You have the birds filling the top.
神创造鱼来充满海里。
And then God created the fish to fill the sea.
弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗?
Now do you see?
第二天所创造的空气和海。
On the second day, the creation of the air and the
sea. 他们仍旧要被生命充满。
They have to be filled with life.
现在这个生命是有感觉的生命。
And this life has feelings.
所以神创造鱼的时候用了创造这个字。
So, when he said he created the fish, he used the word create.
意思就是从来没有这样做过的。
In other words, he had never done it before.
这个生命比植物的生命高多了。
This life is higher life than vegetation.
所以不是有生命就好。
It's not that you have life.
现在生命要带着感觉的。
The life has to have feelings.
像鸟一样，像鱼一样。
Just like the birds, just like the fish.
鸟代表超越的生命。
The bird represents the transcending life.
鱼代表能够抵抗这个不管什么样潮流的生命。
So the fish actually gives you the strength to go against the tide.
所以这样的生命是神所要的。
This is the life that God wants.
这是第二个循环的第二天。
So that is the second day of the second cycle.
到了第三天呢？
On the third day of the second cycle.
这个第一个循环的第三天。
The third day of the first cycle.
神说地要长出青草来。
God said that out of the earth shall come out vegetation.
然后到了这个第六天的时候。
But on the third day of the second cycle, the sixth day.
要生出活物来，就是牲畜、昆虫、野兽等等等等。
And he said that there shall be all the beasts as well as all the creatures that creep on the earth.
所以这什么意思?
What does that mean?
这个地不只是被低等的生命充满的。
It means that not only is this earth filled with low life,
现在呢要更高的生命
but a higher life.
弟兄明白吗?
Do you understand?
这个生命呢，这个生命是就好像地里长出来的一样。
It's as if this life is coming out of the earth.
其实神是用泥土来造野兽等等等等。
But God used the dust to create all the beasts, etc.
经过六天的工作。
After 6 days.
弟兄姊妹，到了最后。
At the very end,
意思就是说，现在来到神最中心的工作了。
Now we have come to the center of God's work.
前面只是预备的工作。
Before it was just a work of preparation.
你看，你做父亲买一个，做父亲预备个摇篮的时候。
When a father buys a crib,
你的摇篮不是目的。
You know that the crib is not the goal.
后来把婴孩放在摇篮里面，这才是心中的目的。
The primary goal then is to put the child in the crib.
所以，如果我们要明白神的旨意
，If we are to understand God's will,
第一节起初神创造天地。
The first verse, in the beginning, God created heaven.
给我们看见整个的宇宙。
We see the entire universe.
第二节以后
after verse 2,
你看整个的镜头就对准我们的地球了。
We see that everything is pointed towards earth.
但是不要忘记，神为什么要有空中的鸟、有地上的走兽、还有海里的鱼呢
？Why does the Lord want the birds in the air, the fish in the sea?And the beasts on the
神做这个有目的的，他是一步一步来的。
There's a reason. It's step by step.
所以现在他要开始造人了。
Now he is to create man.
那神没有说要有人就有了人。
He didn't say, let there be man, and there was man.
圣经不是这样说的。
That didn't happen in the Bible.
神是所有创造里面最后的一个。
Man was created last out of all things.
意思就是说，所有都是为着人的预备的。
All things were prepared for man's sake.
所以很明显的，你看神中心的旨意当然是人。
So the purpose of God was man.
那么讲到神造人的时候
，When we speak of the creation of man,
结果神就开了个会。
There was a council.
在神阁里面，神开了会。
In the Godhead, there was a council.
在这那个开会里面，神告诉我们两点。
And in this council, there were two points.
讲到创造人的时候
，When we speak of the creation of man,
他有一个蓝图的。
He had a blueprint.
他先把蓝图告诉我们。
He showed us the blueprint.
然后告诉我们他怎么执行这个蓝图。
And then how he was going to realize this blueprint.
怎么把这个蓝图里面把它实现出来
？And how this blueprint was to be realized.
所以一开始给我们看见他的蓝图是什么
？So first we see the blueprint.
他说我们要照着我们的形象来造人。
He says we are to create man according to our image.
弟兄姊妹
，brother and sister，
你看见吗
？Do you see that？
意思就是神要我们做他的彰显。
God wants us to be His manifestation.
不管到哪里
，No matter where we go，
人看见我们就看见谁。
When God sees us, it says when man sees us, it says if God they see God.
我开车是很糟糕的。
I'm a terrible driver.
所以当我在巴西开车的时候
，So when I drove in Brazil，
那么因为在巴西很多日本人。
Because in Brazil, there are many Japanese.
那我长得跟日本人一样。
And I look similar to a Japanese person.
所以我如果开车开不对的时候啊。
And whenever I drive not very well.
这个巴西人就喊起来 ，Japanese.
The Brazilians will call me, "Oh, you Japanese."
哦，我替日本人真的难为情，这是错是我的错。
I said, you know, I would say I was the one who made a mistake, and yet the Japanese are the ones getting yelled at.
所以这样子你明白吗
？Do you understand?
神创造我们。
When God creates.
神把他尊贵荣耀。给我们做冠冕。
He gives us this glory and his honor as our crown.
我们怎么知道神以尊贵和荣耀给我们做冠冕呢
？How do we know that honor and glory are our crown?
因为神创造我们像他。
Because God created us like Him.
这指的生命来说的。
That has to do with life.
生命的目的是什么
？What is the purpose of life?
生命的目的是为着侍奉。
The purpose of life is for service.
所以下面神就给我们那个使命。
So then God gives us following that a mission.
那这个 mission 是什么呢
？What is that mission?
他第五天不是有空中的鱼吗？空中第五天，第五天
空中的鱼
啊，对不起，海里的鱼，空中的鸟。
Don't in the fifth day wasn't there the birds in the air and the fish in the sea?
所以第五天海军跟空军都搞好了，都弄好了。
So on the fifth day, then the Air Force and the Navy were prepared.
那第六天不是有地上的牲畜和全地所有一些昆虫吗
？On the sixth day, weren't there all those beasts and all those creeping animals?
所以现在呢，海现在陆军也好了。
And then now the army is prepared.
所以神的意思是什么呢
？What does God mean?
要人做海陆空三军的大元帅。
He wants man to be the commander in chief of the Air Force, the Navy, and the Army.
但是不要忘记
，But don't forget,
是神让我们当大元帅的。
It is God who allows us.
所以我们是他的仆人。
Therefore, we are His servant.
你看神所创造这些。
When God has created all that,
神没有给天使管理。
He did not allow the angels to take care of them.
神自己也不管理。
God didn't rule over it either.
特别让人来管理。
He wanted man to rule over.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗
？Now do you understand?
这就是我们的使命。
This is our mission.
这什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
我们再读下去就明白。
Let us continue to read.
好，这是蓝图。
That's the blueprint.
那么现在神怎么执行这个蓝图
？How is this blueprint realized?
所以二十七节告诉我们说
，Verse 27 tells us，
神就照着自己的形象造人来，照着他的形象造男造女。
And God created man in His own image, in the image of God He created him, male and female He created them.
前面说我们的形象是多数的。
In the beginning, he says, in our image, plural. But then it says, in his image, which is singular. When we speak of blueprint, we speak of ourselves.
讲的实行讲的他,
when we speak of realization, we speak of him. Him meaning Christ.
所以你明白吗?
Do you understand? Because God already established
it.
Heaven and earth shall be gathered together in one in Christ. So when we were created, only Jesus had an image. So we were created according to His image.
那不止如此,
but not only that. It is in His image we are like Him. But how do we reach our mission?
我们怎么侍奉呢?
How do we serve?
我们怎么管理呢?
How do we care?
管理,
how do we rule?
我们哪里有能力, 我们哪里有智慧呢?
What strength? Where does our wisdom come from?
所以现在神告诉我们要怎么做?
Now the Lord tells us what to do.
所以神就赐福给他们。
The Lord bless them.
所有的侍奉都需要神赐福才可以。
All service has to have His blessing.
我们千万不要依靠我们自己的能力。
Do not just base it on your own strength. 神的工作就神自己可以做。 God's work only He can do.
每次你应当要仰望神的祝福。
You need to look to His blessing.
没有神的祝福谈不到管理。
Without His blessing, there's no ruling.
根本办不到的。
You can't do it.
你知道神的旨意。
You know His will.
你知道神要我们做什么, 你办不到。
You know what He wants us to do, but you can't do it.
因为你没有神的祝福。
Because you don't have His blessing.
所以我们需要神的祝福。
We need His blessing.
第一,神祝福了。
First, He blessed.
那神祝福是怎么回事呢?
What happened when He blessed?
他要我们生养众多。
He wants us to be fruitful and multiply.
不要忘记,
don't forget.
人的生命高过动物的生命。
Man's life is higher than animals.
动物的生命高过植物的生命。
Animal life is higher than vegetable life.
所有神创造里面最高的生命是人的生命。
In all of creation, the highest life is man's life.
那这样的生命,
this life,
不能只有一个,
can't just be
不能两个,
one,
不能两个,
two,
不能三个,
just three,
也不能只一千个,
can't just be a thousand.
他要布满全地。
He is to roam the entire earth.
所以弟兄姊妹, 因着祝福的缘故,
because of blessing,
我们的生命就丰富了。
Our life is rich.
你要侍奉主吗?
You want to serve God?
你的生命够不够丰富?
Is your life enough?
你的生命能不能布满全地?
Can your life fill this earth?
要生养众多, 遍满全地。
Multiply and fill this earth.
弟兄姊妹,
brother, sister,
当生命布满全地的时候,
when the life is filled this earth,
下面说就治理全地。
Then it says you will subdue the earth.
当你的生命充满整个全地的时候,
when your life fills this earth,
所有的万物都伏在你的脚下,
all things are under your feet.
所以明白吗?
Do you understand?
今天我们怎么管理呢?
How do we rule?
问题不是权柄的问题。
It's not a matter of authority.
有的人在那争权柄。
Many times people fight for authority.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你不叫人佩服, 怎么叫人顺服呢?
If you are not
respect.
Respected by others, how can you work?
所以我们看见因着你生命丰富,
because your life is full, then people respect you.
当然顺服你。
People then obviously obey you.
所以弟兄姊妹, 今天你不能讲权柄就能工作的。
It is not because you speak of authority then you can work.
用人的权柄做出来都是假的, 都是假的东西。
With man's authority, everything comes out as fake.
感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
侍奉乃是生命的流露。
Service is the flowing out of life.
你生命有多丰富,
however your life is abundant,
你就有多少的权柄,
that is how much authority you have.
你生命怎么丰富的呢?
How is your life full?
因为你向天看起,
because you are in line with heaven.
你伏在神的权柄底下,
you are under His authority.
现在你能做 delegate authority, 你可以做代表的权柄,
then you can have delegated authority.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 这不就是我们的侍奉吗?
Is this not our service?
所以当愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
所以等到真的万有都伏在我们脚下的时候,
when all things are under our feet,
然后主才说,
then the Lord said,
管理海里的鱼, 空中的鸟和地上各样的生死活物,
and rule over every living thing that moves on this earth.
所以感谢主, 你看见吗?
Do you see that?
一步一步的,
step by step,
神要让天跟地重新连接,
we see heaven and earth being reconnected.
我们读到这里还不清楚,
still we're not very clear.
现在我们需要一章的圣经来把创世第一章把我们解释清楚,
but we need another chapter in the Bible to explain Genesis 1.
我们翻到诗篇第八篇,
let us turn to Psalm 8.
诗篇第八篇
Psalm 8
第一节
Verse 1
耶和华我们的主啊你的名在全地何其美你将你的荣耀彰显于天
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is thy name in all the earth who has displayed thy splendor above the heavens
这一节圣经就解释创世纪第一章第一节
This verse explains Genesis 1:1
神所创造的天地
The earth and heaven that God created.
那个地是叫主的名字在全地是何其美。
This earth is to manifest the majesty of His name.
那个天叫荣耀能彰显在那里。
And that heaven is to display His splendor.
明白吗，弟兄姊妹？这是神当初的目的，创造的这个天和地是这样的。
Do you understand that was His original purpose of creation, heaven and earth?
然后我们跳到第三节。
Let us jump to verse 3.
我观看你指头所造的天，比你所陈设的月亮星宿，便说人算什么。
When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained.
然后下面最后一句怎么说呢？
What does it say?
赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕，第五节。
And dost crown him with glory and majesty.
这就是我们创造的时候照着他形象来造的。
And that is when we were created according to his image.
当我们按着神的形象被造，我们神就等于把他荣耀跟尊贵当冠冕为我们戴上。
And then when we were created in his image, it's as if he did crown us with his glory and majesty.
弟兄姊妹，你没有冠冕，你不能管理。
If you don't have a crown, you cannot rule.
你生命不丰富，不能管理。
If your life is not full, you cannot rule.
下面讲到你派他管理。
It says here in verse 6, thou dost make him to rule.
为什么叫派他？
What does it make thou
make
him to rule?
人是他的仆人。
Because man is a servant.
我们都做他的仆人。
We are all his servants.
我们怎么管理是万物，就是一切牛羊、田野的兽、空中的鸟、海里的鱼、凡行行经海道，都伏在他的脚下。
So all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, the fish of the sea, whatever passes through the paths of the sea, all of thou hast put.But all things under his feet.
你看，这就是那个蓝图呢，不是吗？
Isn't that the blueprint?
你看见很清楚那个蓝图吗？
It's a very clear blueprint.
现在你看见我们照着神的形象创造的。
We have been created according to his image.
他赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
He has given us the crown of glory and majesty.
那我们有一个责任。
And now we have we have a mission.
我们要管理天管理 空中的鸟海里的鱼还有地上的走兽。
We are to rule over the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the seas.
然后圣经加上一句。
And then the Bible says,
使这些万有都伏在他的脚下。
All things are under his feet.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白什么叫做治理这地。
What does it mean to
subdue this earth?
When all things are under our feet,
不要忘记,
don't forget,
这就是神为什么要创造人。
That is why God created man.
好，现在中间插进第二节。
So now we skip through, but now we're going to look at verse 2.
你因敌人的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立的能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
From the mouth of infants and nursing babes, thou hast established strength.Because of thine adversaries, to silence the enemy and the revenger.
从创世第一章第一节。
From Genesis 1:1.
如果你跳到第三节。
If you were to jump down to verse 3.
那中间是地变空虚混沌渊面黑暗。
And with verse 2, we saw that it was without form and void.
这个故什么故事？
What is the story here?
啊，原来神有个敌人。
God had an adversary.
不光是有个敌人。
Not only did he have an adversary.
而这个敌人说话说个不停的。
This adversary kept speaking.
现在神要把他们的口中呢把他封住了。
But now he is to silence or shut him up.
为什么要这样做？
Why he's going to do that?
弟兄姊妹，现在就回答一个很重要的问题。
We answer a very important question.
有的人问说，神当初为什么不把撒旦一下捏死就完了？
Many people ask, why did God just not squash Satan?
他捏死很容易的。
It's very easy to squash him.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
神是创造者。
God is the creator.
撒旦是被造者。
Satan is the creator.
所以他有话要说。
So he has something to say.
你把我捏死有什么荣耀？
If you were to squish me, where's the glory?
你的能力当然比我大。
Your power is greater than mine.
大人跟小孩打架，结果打赢了小孩子有什么稀奇？
An adult beating up on a child is no big deal.
所以撒旦有话要说。
So Satan had something to say.
天使也有话要说。
Angels had something to say.
弟兄姊妹，现在怎么办呢？
What are we to do?
你看见神要做一件事。
God is to do something.
叫他们的口完全封住。
So that they would be shut up.
为什么封住了？
Why silence?
他们起头以为只知道神是大能的神。
Before they only knew God who was a great God.
神的大能可以一下子把撒旦掐死。
He can easily squish Satan.
但是不。
But no.
神的智慧能够仍旧留撒旦。
But God's wisdom, he kept Satan.
神知道怎么对付撒旦。
He knows how to deal with Satan.
所以神要借着婴孩和吃奶的口里。
So from the mouth of infants and nursing babes.
换一句话说。
In other words,
现在你明白吗？
Now do you understand?
神要借着另外一个受造之物。
God is going to use another created being.
这里为什么叫敌人？
Why does it say here adversary?
而且后面说，你叫他比天使微小一点。
It says here you're a little lower than angels.
这个天使有什么关系？
What does that have to do with angels?
所以你可见神当初为什么造人。
Now you know why God created man.
他造人的目的是什么？
The reason he created man.
就是一面，你听说撒旦背叛，天使背叛了。
Because Satan and angels rebelled.
现在神要对付天使，对付撒旦。
God wants to deal with Satan.
神自己不对付。
God will not deal with him.
他不以创造的资格来对付受造者。
He is not as a creator deal with a created one.
他要找另外一个受造者。
He's going to find another created being.
而那个受造者还比天使小一点。
And this created being is lower than the angel.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
结果这些人呢，就像婴孩一样没有力量的。
These are just like infants with no strength.
他们要从得着力量。
But they will gain their strength.
然后才使仇敌跟报仇的闭口无言。
So that the enemy and the avenger will be silenced.
换一句话说。
In other words.
当人顺服神。
When man obeys God,
当人对神说是
when man says yes, Lord,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当人站在神这一边的时候
when man stands with God,
当那个生命长大
when this life grows,
再长大
and it grows,
最后布满全地
and then it fills the entire earth,
全地不是握在恶者的手下吗？
Isn't the entire earth in the hands of the enemy?
全地不都是已经沦陷了吗？
Isn't the earth fallen?
但是弟兄姊妹，你看见因着生命的丰富
because of the fullness of life,
就征服了整个的地球
then he has conquer the entire earth.
叫所有都伏在他们脚下。
So that all under their feet.
为什么要伏在他们脚下？
Why under their feet?
他们是仆人。
They are the servants.
他们的目的是要把万有带到神的脚下。
Their purpose is to bring all things under God's feet.
你看见天跟地本来是脱节的。
Heaven and earth was separate.
现在呢，人有一个使命。
Now man has a mission.
借着人把神所有失去的领土通通把它收回来了。
Through man, all those territories that were lost can be recovered.
所以在地好像在天一样。
On earth as if in heaven.
你看天跟地不就是重新连接了吗？
Isn't heaven and earth reconnecting?
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？
Do you see that?
这是为什么神当初要创造人。
That is why God created man.
这又是解释为什么主耶稣道成肉身。
That is also why he became flesh.
为什么？
Why?
圣经告诉我们说，
God, Bible tells us,
只是主耶稣比天使微小一点。
That he was just a little lower than the angels.
弟兄姊妹，第一个亚当人失败了。
The first Adam he failed.
但是末后的亚当成功了。
But the last Adam he
因着他顺服的缘故，因着顺服的缘故，
because he obeyed,
他能做忠心的仆人。
He can be a faithful servant.
他能使万有在基督里面能同归于一。
He canhave all things to be gathered together.
我们时间已经没有了。
Our time is up.
我们明天晚上再继续。
We will continue tomorrow.
我们低头简单的祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们把这些话交在你的手里。
Lord, we commit these words into your hands.
我们叫仇敌恨恶这些话。
We know that the enemy hates these words.
因为我们是揭穿他的面目。
Because we make him be see, we he gets seen through.
所以我们仰望你，求你使用这些话。
So Lord, we pray that you would use these words.
开我们大家的眼睛。
Open up our eyes.
我们能明白神永远的旨意。
So we can understand the eternal purpose.
虽然我们没有讲完。
Even though we have not finished
speaking. 我们求圣灵继续在我们里面光照我们。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to shine His light.
对我们每一个人说话。
To continue to speak to us.
这样祷告，是靠主耶稣基督的圣的名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.